This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Summer usually brings a peak in cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease, a contagious viral illness affecting mostly small children. Dr. Barbara Durso is a pediatrician with Parkland Hospital. In this edition of KERA's Consumer Health Series, Vital Signs, she says most cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease aren't serious, but they can cause discomfort.
So hand, foot, and mouth is part of a family of viruses, the enteroviruses, and these are viruses that thrive in warmer temperatures.
And what exactly is it?
It is spread by saliva and contact. It causes little tiny blister-looking lesions on the skin, and it causes them in the area of the hands, the feet, and the mouth.
This mostly affects small children.
Typically children 5 and under.
Why is it so common among small children?
Little children are not particularly hygienic. They are not known for washing their hands. They're not known for keeping their juice cups and spoons to themselves. The thing with hand, foot, and mouth is you can be infected with that virus and not have the full-blown condition. So it spreads very easily. Some people may have no symptoms, and they can spread the virus to other people who then may have the obvious symptoms. So other people may only have a sore throat or may run a fever, and they may not get those classic blisters, so it doesn't get officially diagnosed as hand, foot, mouth.
Too easy to suspect it's something else.
Mm-hmm, correct. And so we just say, well, they have some virus, and there you go.
Is it just maybe, quote, one of these little things that kids get, or can this really be something serious?
It can be very serious. There was an outbreak in Asia a few years ago where there were cases of encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the brain, and that can be very serious. Fortunately, that is extremely rare.
Can you treat and or cure hand, foot, and mouth disease?
There's no specific treatment for it.
Well, it's a virus, so yeah.
Right. This is something that your body will eventually take care of, but you will typically have fever for 3 to 4 days. You will have sores on your hands, your feet, and your mouth for up to a week. The main treatment then is pain control, and that means staying on top of the child's perception of pain, so that if you have a child who says, my throat hurts and I'm not going to drink, then giving them ibuprofen or acetaminophen for pain control, or encouraging them to drink cold things or eat cold things, because those things tend to be more soothing to the throat.
So in the meantime then, how would you prevent hand, foot, and mouth disease?
Prevention really relies heavily on making sure that children understand not to share cups, not to eat or drink after each other. If you have a child in the family with it, to make sure that hand washing is practiced so that it's not spread from one family member to the next.
We're talking about small children. That's a tough thing to accomplish.
It is. It's very tough, which is why it spreads. The good news is it is a generally self-limited disease in most children. And I think most parents can manage the pain and fever at home and keep their child hydrated. And they'll get through this in about 5 to 7 days.
Just let it run its course for the most part.
Exactly.